brings. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be.
Peace in the valley.
Peace in the valley. People got to be free.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Choir is back. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning. We have quite a few announcements. Well, we don't in your bulletin, but we're going to go over a few of them if you don't mind. Mike Obsatz, Stay Forever Young, is on Monday evening, and this is a class for everyone, not just for parents, and you'll be exploring ways to create a more creative, joyful, and full life. So you can sign up in the garden court. And if you have any questions, Mike is here, right there. Next Sunday, we have a guest speaker, Cindy Schwall, and who will be facilitating an afternoon play shop entitled Connecting Through Ritual. It's Not What You Think. And this is a friend of Reverend Patty's. They go way back to the YOU together. Pretty cool. And she's highly recommended by Reverend Patty. So cool. On the other side of your insert in your brochure, you'll find information to plan ahead about, including signing up to pack lunches for students at Noble Elementary on October 1st, and then we have our pet blessing on October 5th. And then it's also time to sign up for fall classes and home study groups for our book of the study group. Okay. The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. It is an outstanding book. Just incredible. And there are a lot of options out in the garden court that you can sign up today, if possible, so each host can have an idea of how many have signed up for their group. Thank you. And members, please keep in mind that even if nothing has changed in your lives, your bio, you need to stop by at the registration table to renew your membership. So that would be very helpful. And if you have a cell phone or an electronic device, we ask that you silence it for the service and give yourself and others the sacred hour to enjoy. And if you happen to use Facebook, consider checking in and letting your friends know where you are, and then silence it. It's cool. And there are many more opportunities in which to get involved and make a difference listed in your bulletin. So please ask someone if you have any questions out in the garden court. So let's we welcome you and thank you for sharing your Sunday morning with us. And let's celebrate this glorious day. The sun is out. So let's start with prayer. Oh, we thank you, sweet spirit. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for this day, for this community, for all the amazing volunteers in this community. And thank you for the Fillmores and their teachings. Praise God. And we thank you for all of the gifts that are in our lives, because we know every gift in our life is a true blessing. And so it is. Amen. Thank you. So we begin our services by affirming together our affirmations found in your bulletin. So let's start with our mission statement. We are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision statement? We are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And our series affirmation, today is the dawn of a brand new day. I choose love. And I invite our Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived here early to hold sacred space for us. And they are here to pray with you, celebrate any joys, or pray for any concerns that you might have. So please seek them out if you have any of these or all of these. It'll be a blessing for them as well as for you. So thank you for your service. So let's stand and sing our opening song, Make Your Own Kind of Music.
Can tell ya there's only one song worth singing. They may try and sell ya, 'cause it hangs them up to see someone like you. But you've gotta make your own kind of music, sing your own special song, make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. You're gonna be nowhere, the loneliest kind of lonely. It may be rough going just to do your things, the hardest thing to do. But you gotta song, make your own kind of music, even if nobody else sings along. So if you cannot take my hand, and if you must be going,
Again, I want to welcome you here this morning, and I especially want to welcome those that are also live streaming with us today. Unity is that positive path for spiritual living, and we do offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do on this platform each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. And as we do this, we remind ourselves that we too were first-timers at one time or the other. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand. We're going to do nothing drastic here. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. Calling this first-time guest out there. Highly unusual. Not courage, courage, courage. That purple packet that you're receiving this morning tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church. It also has a welcoming CD in there as well, and a pink card in that packet. If you choose to fill out that card and turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our guest again, okay? And of course, we enjoy greeting each other. We do that with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay?
Pretending he just doesn't see. We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they're prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is behold. I behold the Christ in you. From time to time, I may find myself judging another person for their actions or choices. Yet condemnation does not help others change. The best way for me to help another person is to behold their divinity, the Christ in them. I empathize with others because I understand that everyone makes mistakes. We may try in vain to get satisfaction from the world while deeply longing for the fulfillment only spirit can bring. When we awaken to the truth that we are sacred beings, we find the source of true happiness and joy. I let go of judgment and see the truth in myself and others. The Christ is in all of us. I behold our sacredness with love and acceptance. I rest knowing we are one. And scripture tells us, when I awake, I shall be satisfied, beholding your likeness. The word for today is behold.
Let us take some time to be still, relaxing in the presence of spirit. Breathe in that presence, that peaceful presence that we know is spirit. Breathe in that safe, blissful, good, that sweet love of spirit. And let us breathe out anything that is distracting us, any negative thoughts or things. Breathe out any fear, bitterness, regrets, as you exhale. Simply breathe in the good and breathe out the non-productive. Because we know everything is God. Everything is good. Wherever we are, God is. Breathe in peace and love, and exhale any tension you may be feeling. Breathing in, breathing out. We are all one with Spirit. We are all one with each other. Let us rest in the truth that we know is ours. Peace, love, the bliss of Spirit. Let us rest in the silence. Now, as we return to this space in time, we remember our truth that we are one with Spirit. We are one with each other. We are one with the world. And so it is. Amen.
As they were singing, I was sitting there, and I have a great seat up here. I can see most everyone in the sanctuary. And I was not the only one wiping tears. Did you notice tears coming down today? And I thought to myself, with all of the things happening in our world today, and there's a lot, with all the things happening in the world today, I personally find it more challenging and more challenging to imagine the peace and the joy, those things that I want in my life and I want in the world. And as I was sitting there reflecting on that, I thought to myself, and this is exactly what we are called to do as truth students. When the time gets tough, the tough gets to imagining, okay? When times get tough, we are called to imagine. We're called to see the world not as the facts, not to see the world in facts, but to see the world as it can be. That's what we're called to do. And so I hope, like you, that it brought some tears to your eyes as you listened to that today. It did me. And I recommitted myself to, rather than getting just saturated in the minutiae of what's going on in the world and the news, but to take a hold of these principles that we believe in our life that works, and to see it as we need to see it. You got it? Yeah. That's what this song is about. It's about hope, and it's about possibilities. So I'm going to invite you to join me in prayer right now. We just go within for a moment, and we see the world as in its glorious potential, in peace and harmony, surrounded by love and light, people living in peace and harmony with each other. And this morning, we pray with the leaders of our world. We pray with the leaders of our country. We know with them and we affirm with them that they have the infinite peace and divine wisdom and the love that they need in order to govern, in order to lead. We affirm it. We know it. We claim it for ourselves and we claim it for the world. And we go forth today recommitted to practicing these universal truth principles of love in our life. And it is with great joy that together we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. That wasn't the lesson, but perhaps it was. Okay? Perhaps it was the lesson today. The lesson today is entitled, as we continue with the series of the 60s, the music of the 60s. I'm having so much fun with this, Laurie. I'm having a lot of fun with this. But she threw this title at me, Age of Aquarius. I normally throw the titles at her, okay? But for the month of September, she throws them at me. Okay, so she threw me the Age of Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In. And I was looking forward to doing this, and then as I settled down and started thinking about it, it was a little bit more challenging than I thought it might be. I thought of Laurie several times during my preparation, okay? But it was Age of Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In. And so obviously this lesson title, my dear friends, is really, it's two songs together. And you know, it got in a Grammy in 1970, but it hit the top charts in 1969. And obviously, you know, it really, the Filth Dimensions made it popular. You guys remember the Filth Dimensions? What do you remember, did you know them in the mid-60s when they were known as the Hi-Fi? That was not Wi-Fi, okay? That was Hi-Fi, for those of us that remember Hi-Fi Stereo, okay? So they were known as the Hi-Fi. And then also, who really made that song come alive and just kind of saturate our culture was really something called Hair. Hair opened in 1967 in a little way off Broadway production, and it was in 1968 when it really opened at the Biltmore Theater in New York. Well, the Hair, I think, just put out there for us to see perhaps what our whole culture was thinking at the time. Remember back, those of you that were more than an idea in the mind of God, remember back to the late 1960s on what was happening. First of all, our Vietnam War was raging, was it not? Our beloved Dr. King had been recently assassinated, had it not? The civil rights were still up in a mess, so to speak, just stirring up. Also, Stonewall, those of you that belong, you know, about the GLBT community, Stonewall had just happened in New York as well. There were Vietnam protesters. People were escaping to Canada and not wanting to go to war. A lot of social action going on. And yet, I believe that this song, Age of Aquarius, and the play itself had a lot of interesting scenes in it. The play itself had a lot of interesting, but I believe this song, someone laughed, they saw it with me probably, that nude scene was out of this world, okay? So needless to say, Tara, you got me distracted over here. But, you know, needless to say, this song offered our country a tremendous amount of hope. We wanted to be somewhere where we were not. We wanted to be experiencing something that we were not experiencing. And therefore, when Age of Aquarius came out, I think it gave us a lot of hope. I think it gave us a lot of hope, perhaps in the external, but hope. Listen to the words. When the moon is in the seventh house, and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planet and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, Age of Aquarius, Age of Aquarius. It goes to another verse or two. And then it says, let the sun shine in, let the sun shine in. That song tells in just three simple ways on what to do. It says, first of all, before that has to happen, says, before we experience this peace and this love on earth, then what has to happen is that the stars and the planets have to be in alignment. And then when the stars and the light and planets are in alignment, then what happens? We experience the peace and the joy and the love and the harmony and all the hippie stuff. We experience that. And then all we have to do to that is just let the sun shine in. You know, just let that sun shine in. And as I was reflecting on that and preparing this lesson and thinking of Lori, I thought to myself, if it was just that simple, if it was just that simple. According to most astrologers, we are on the cusp of the Age of Aquarius. The Age of Pisces, 360 AD to 2400 AD, so you can see we haven't finished up with the Age of Pisces, but we're still in the Age of Pisces, but we're on that cusp of Aquarius. And let me share some things about that researchers, that in our research I found out about the Age of Pisces. During the Age of Pisces, now you got to remember, this was really a lot of Christian teachings during this age. Jesus' teachings coming to the format during this age as well. But some things were happening. It says, first of all, Pisces marks the merging of the East and the West to give birth to the new age of Aquarius. And it says during this age of Pisces, the religious wars have been rampant during Pisces, with people killing others simply because they didn't have the same religious beliefs. No specific religion needs to be singled out, since this phenomena occurred throughout most of the civilized world, from East and West. And the value of organized religion should diminish as the grip of the Pisces comes to a close. On the other hand, the Age of Pisces has also been a very spiritual age. Monasteries, ashrams, temples, pilgrimage all came into being during this age. Many started on that path of enlightenment back to the divine, back to the Creator. But few were able to get to it because they were heavily tied to the senses. They were tied to materiality. This searching will come to fruition in the Age of Aquarius, and the greater meaning of things will be known. During the Age of Pisces, we were told what to believe through religion, through authority figures, through dictators, etc. These powers have been losing ground, and the shift is towards power over oneself. That's Pisces. Aquarius. Aquarius says that our intuitive abilities and multi-sensory evolution will increase such that we honor the world of energy and spirit far more than the dogma of religion and politics. It sounds like a congregation I serve, does it not? And most importantly, instead of a world leader, a master teacher, or a messiah, we'll finally realize that we are the ones that we've been waiting for. The age of Pisces opened a window to further our spiritual understanding. Now that Aquarius is taking hold, we just may come to know that we are the Christ we've been waiting for. We will finally know that we are not victims of circumstances, but creators of our own experience. I know they took it right out of our teachings. Don't you agree right there? We are also the ones to change our earthly situation. The focus will be on making our lives a heaven, not in the sweet by and by, but a heaven on earth. And I love this next one. This next, especially when it came out the same week that the iPhone 6 Plus came out. It goes, Aquarius rules technology and radical thought, invention and ascension. Science and technology will be used to improve human and environmental situations on Earth and not just for monetary gain. We will finally know the true meaning of progress. In the Aquarian age process, we'll represent decisions or activities where all things and people gain from the change. Does this sound impossible? I love you guys. Of course it doesn't sound impossible. And yet, you may be thinking, as I was reading some of this and doing my research, you may be thinking, wow, Reverend Pat, with all this stuff happening that I see on the news, that I hear about, with all this stuff happening in our world, I don't even see how we are close to entering this age of Aquarius. It feels like at times we're thousands of years backwards, and yet researchers are telling us that we are entering this age of Aquarius. And as I gave that some thought, I thought, of course. I don't know about you as you change your human consciousness, as you change your consciousness, but when I change my consciousness and start to improve my life, it is often three steps forward and sometimes three steps back. It is often three steps forward and two steps back. I think it's the same with our collective human consciousness. Often as we progress forward as a collective human consciousness, we kind of revert back to those old ways of being. But the important thing to realize, my dear friends, is that we are not ruled by the stars or the planets as much as sometimes we think we'd like to be. We are ruled by our own consciousness. And this planet is ruled by the collective consciousness of this planet. We are ruled by our own consciousness. And yet, we are, according to astrologers, in this cusp, 1 foot in and 1 foot out. And it says that the intermingling of the cosmic forces from both star signs has initiated a period of great change and upheaval. We've heard that we enter the age of Aquarius, where wisdom will flourish in a world finally maturing. Unfortunately, there's still more than hundreds of years, that's still more than hundreds of years into the future, and the time until then will be one of intensified aggression, according to this particular researcher. And she concluded her article, "Faith will not yield without battle." Powerful. We are not in the age of Aquarius. Not according, we are in that cusp right there. And you may be saying, okay, Reverend Pat, this is nice. It'll be good for my next trivia party. But let me ask you something. What did Charles Fillmore, did Charles Fillmore dabble in this? Did Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity movement, what did he have to say about astrology? And of course, he would say it in his book, the most challenging book I've read of his, Atom Smashing Power of the Mind. He does refer to this. This book was published after his death in 1949, but he wrote it in the 1930s. And he writes, in accordance with the prophecies of the ancients, our planetary system has just completed a journey of 2,169 years, in which there has been wonderful material progress without its spiritual counterpart. But old conditions have passed away, and a new era has dawned. A great change is taking place in the mentality of the race, and this change is evidenced in literature, science, and religion. There is breaking away from old creeds and old doctrines, and there's a tendency to form centers along the lines of scientific, spiritual thought. This man was amazing in the 30s. He was already partnershipping with science and spirituality. He goes on in the same chapter to say, that knowledge of our planet is daily becoming more refined, is admitted by material scientists, but that it will ever become spiritualized, as was declared by the ancients, they do not yet admit. So at that time he wrote it, he says, you know, these astrologers, these scientists are saying, no, things will not become spiritualized in the scientific realm. We see that changed already, do we not? We see it already. If you've read Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton, or if you've read other things by Joe Dispenza on the You Are the Placebo Effect, we see now how science and spirituality, how they have to work together in evolution. So Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our movement, he did take time to refer to the cycle and the upcoming Aquarius. Well, this is all fascinating. Yet if we're not careful, even students of unity and students of truth, we can begin to think that it is the stars, it is the planets, it is the ages that control our lives. That is not our teaching. I must have a transformed consciousness in order to have a transformed life. Just as you may have to have a transformed consciousness in order to have a transformed life. And we transform the collective human consciousness on this planet by changing one consciousness at a time. Sometimes I'm so busy thinking I need to change yours, I neglect mine. But the important thing is, if we want to be part of this process, if we want to experience the peace and the harmony on a collective human consciousness, we must change our consciousness. We must change our consciousness. Also published in Unity in the late 1800s was an article, a pamphlet called New Age, New Thought. I want to share just a couple of sentences from that. On the other hand, tarot cards, astrology, numerology, channeling, and healing with crystals, the practice is sometimes known as New Age, which vests power in an outer agency or authority for help, advice or direction for healing, are different from unity. Unity always directs the individual to the Christ presence within the individual. And I love this last sentence here. This is not in any way meant to decry or belittle these various practices. It is merely to state that they are not the unity way. The unity way, my friends, is that everything that we need in order to transform our consciousness and transform my world, because I'm the center of my universe and you're the center of yours. But in order to change that, I must change my consciousness and not depend on the stars and the planets. I want to close with one other quote. I know I'm sharing a lot of quotes today, but I did a lot of research on this. because I don't have a lot of experience in it. But I would like to close from Eckhart Tolle, a more contemporary writer, A New Earth. He writes, "The arising of a new heaven, and by implication a new earth, are not future events that are going to make us free." You know, how many of you grew up thinking, you know, once in the sweet by and by, when I get to heaven, that's going to make me free? Is that not a future event? I believe what's going to make us free is right here, right now. And then as we, whatever the next thing is going to be, it's going to be good. And we're going to carry this consciousness with us. This consciousness is ongoing. It is always unfolding, as Joel Goldsmith would say. This consciousness is always unfolding. So this consciousness I have, I will continue to allow it to unfold as I go to the sweet by and by, whatever the sweet by and by is. Let me finish this. I got distracted over here, okay? I can get excited about this stuff, if you noticed. Because why do I get excited about this stuff? Because it changes my life. And as I look around the sanctuary, I see how it's changed hundreds of your lives as well. The arising of a new heaven and by implication a new earth are not future events that are going to make us free. Nothing is going to make us free because only the present moment can make us free. That realization is the awakening. And waking as a future event has no meaning because awakening is the realization of the presence with a capital P. Awakening to the presence of God that we teach that's within. So the new heaven, the awakened consciousness, is not a future state to be achieved. It's not the age of Aquarius. A new heaven and a new earth are arising within you at this moment. You have it within you. And if you are not arising at this moment, they are no more than a thought in your head, and therefore not arising at all. And he closes his entire book with this sentence. A new species is arising on the planet, and it is arising now, and you are it. You are it. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. It's here now. So this is your assignment if you choose to accept it. Your assignment if you choose to accept it, my dear friends, is do some reflection. Do some reflection this week. What is the age of Aquarius to you? And what do you have to do? What action steps do you have to do in your life in order to achieve that age of Aquarius within you? Is it to know the divine presence within more? Is it to remember our teachings of I am one with the presence and one with each and every person here? Do that reflection. And your other assignment is this. The choir's got this rock, I almost said a wrong word, this rocking number here. This rocking number here. So you have my permission, my dear friends, like you really need it, ha, 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 you know. You have my permission to rock out with it. We're going to sing the Age of Aquarius. God bless you. I love you. I bless you. And so it is. Amen.
Speaking of future and present. For a moment, the future. Rather than what you're seeing right now, you'll simply look over here and they will rise and they will sing. The present and a touch of the past. Thank you in the past, last week, for those of you who contributed generously to the new platform fund and those of you who will choose to consider heartfully contributing to our fund yet today and in the next couple of weeks. And then we will just rise.
Do you feel like you're with your people? Yes, yes. Also, I just want to echo what Judy had to say. I am so excited about our platform. I'm so excited that we're building one, and I'm so excited that we have had a really good start last weekend. So we invite you again, if you are interested in making a special contribution over and above your normal giving, we would be so honored to receive that. Do you know what I mean? So just we invite you to do so. Let's invite our ushers to come forth as we bless these tithes and bless these gifts. And if you're streaming with us today, we also invite you to make a gift to Unity Christ Church. So let's just go within and get in touch with the gratitude that we have for this place, the place in our heart, the place with each other. We have so much gratitude for our choir, for these teachings, for that divine presence within. And we give from this place of joy and this place of love. And knowing as we give in love that it multiplies and that we feel good. So let us affirm together our church offertory blessing found in our order of service. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Thank you, God. Amen. So we bless these tithes and these gifts and these offerings. And we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Laura Masika, our board president.
Good morning. As Reverend Pat said, I'm Laura Masika, and I'm your reciting board president. And I just want to introduce other board members who I think you all know Peter Thorpe. Is there anyone else from the board that's in the room? I don't think. Okay.
I am.
Oh. Forgot that one. Sorry. And Reverend Pat. So during the past 6 months, you've heard us talk about our identity branding initiative. The initiative has two components. First, to evaluate whether we will be moving to the Unity brand in alignment with Unity Worldwide Ministries, and that brand was released in 2010. The second part of the initiative was to evaluate whether we will be changing the name of Unity at the same time, our spiritual community at the same time. I'm here today to provide you a board update on this initiative. Here's a recap of what has happened so far. So in our February annual meeting, we announced intention to move forward with this. In May, we announced our kickoff. We communicated first in the town hall, and then we did platform announcements such as this one, email communications and such. In June, we issued a survey to the congregation, and we thank you for your participation. We had a great response to the survey with some awesome insight for our board. Throughout the process, we also looked externally. We talked to other spiritual communities, other Unity spiritual communities that have gone through a similar process. Some that are local here, and some that are more nationwide. In July and August, the board studied the survey results. As each of us read through the results, what became very loud and clear is your love and commitment to this community. Some of the insights that came through were just absolutely beautiful. So we thank you for that input. In August, the board made the decision, and let me add here a comment. It wasn't a decision we entered into lightly. We had lots of discussion. We used the information coming to us both externally and internally very heavily in our decision-making process. And last week in the September town hall, we announced these decisions. So effective October 15th, we will adopt Unity Worldwide Ministries branding, and we will officially change our name to Unity Minneapolis. Our transition through this process will be slow. So we're going to do what makes sense to do at the time. So when you arrive at church after October 15th, you may not see a new sign out front, but you might see our new logo and our new name and our programs. So we'll do what makes sense and what comes up in the right time and the right and perfect time as we move through the transition. We as a board are excited and confident in our decision. We also know that this change, some will love it, some will not, and some will be indifferent. So we want to honor you wherever you are at with this. And our process is to support you through this transition and making your own personal transition. As a board, our commitment to you is to listen. We welcome your questions and comments, your joys and concerns. Both Peter and I, and Reverend Pat as well, will be out in the garden court after the service.
I turned it over just for comic relief.
So we'll be out in the garden court after the service. You're also welcome to communicate with us via email at board@unitychristchurch.org. Thank you very much.
P.S. I just love the way our board handled the process. I love the fact how much this board loves this community. To my knowledge, there's not a single board member on this board that has a personal agenda other than the welfare and the well-being of this community. And that touches my heart. I'd like for us to applaud our board of trustees. I hear children, and we have new children in our sanctuary today as well. I see your children out there in the garden court. Let's bring them in, okay?
In the light.
are so blessed. Our Christmas program is coming up. And Javier, we're blessed to have Greg Peterson as our writer-director this year. And Greg's here for a special announcement.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I wanted to remind everybody about our upcoming Christmas program auditions. They're taking place this Wednesday, the 24th, from 6 to 7 p.m. There'll be an open audition for any elementary age children participating in youth and education who are looking to have a part in the play. And then after 7 o'clock, we'll have adult auditions. There are time slots you can sign up for that opportunity out in the courtyard. I hope to see you all there. Our theme this year is going to have a camp theme. It's our annual Christmas in July week-long celebration at Camp North Star on Christmas Lake. And Camp North Star has fallen a little bit behind on their mortgage payments. And so the kids need to rally in order to save the camp from the nasty real estate developer. So I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you. Thank you. As we do our prayer for protection today, I'd like for us to hold Reverend Patty Williams in that prayer. She's traveling today. I was scheduled to be at our Great Lakes Unity Regional Conference this next week, and I was unable to go, and thank God she could go and represent us there. So she's traveling for several hours today, so let's hold her in our prayer for protection today as well. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us wherever we are, and all is well.
You know me, and then you can't figure out the bag.